welcome to this Sunday morning meeting podcast from Kingdom Faith Yorkshire. Today's message is by Paul Abel.
Something slightly different right now. So you can take a seat, except for you guys. Well, you can perch on something if it's available. But except what I would like is the children and J247, Ignite, and parents who want to come forward. If you could just come down the front here, because actually what we're going to do next involves all you guys. Hallelujah. So come right down here in front of me. In fact, if I sit down, if you just sit down there in front of me, that's it, brilliant. Ranging from very small to very tall. Come all the way along, fill this gap here, can you? Yeah, just lean against Gemma's knees or something and make it more comfortable for you. Keep coming along, coming along, coming along, coming along. Imagine you're back in primary school, you know, gathered on the carpet. Just to completely, you know, mock and humiliate you. But anyway, let me put this one down, can I, Dave? So, in this group here, who can tell me? You want to look this way, youngy people, and look at me. Big, handsome, smiley face. Slightly scary, but don't worry about it. Now. And ignore my son on the drum. Now, what do we call it? Today's kind of a special day in the Christian yearly calendar. What do we call it? Let's start with that one. What do we call it? A few hands going up. Okay, we'll go with Sam first. Palm Sunday. Okay, one out of one. We're getting there. Okay, team, see if we can do this. Number two. Bit more difficult. But why do we call it Palm Sunday? Okay, looking around. It's good. I'm glad you two are here. Okay, come on then. Have a go, Elizabeth. Yeah, you are exactly on the right lines. Would anybody like to add to what Elizabeth is saying? Go on then, Josh. Yes, just as Elizabeth is saying, as Jesus was coming into Jerusalem, which is in Israel, the people were throwing palm leaves on the ground. Okay, last question. If you get this, you have to award yourself a pat on the back. Why were they throwing palm leaves and waving palm leaves in the air? Why were they doing that? Have a go then, Bella. Palm leaves. Yeah. You're absolutely right. In churches, they have the palm leaves. Can anybody add to Bella's answer? Cameron.
Weren't they literally meant to be palm leaves welcome?
Yes, they were welcoming Jesus into Jerusalem. Absolutely perfect. Any other clues on why, though, they use palm leaves? This is a bit odd. Why palm leaves? Why not tissues?
Jesus.
Oh, you've answered a question. Nathan, what do you think? You're sitting there very quiet with your hood up, so you have to be picked on. I bet you do. I bet it's in there somewhere. Who hasn't answered yet? Anybody? You've answered. You haven't answered, have you, Georgia? Or did you go first? I can't remember. Have a go.
I went first.
You went first. Georgia, what do you think?
Because
yeah, that doesn't really work for me, that one. Let's try. Sorry?
They hadn't invented
tissues. That was why they didn't use tissues. I was thinking, we haven't got any palm leaves. Well, actually, we do have some dried palm leaves here, which you're going to get after we've done the noisy bit in a minute. But I'm going to give them to you. We'll find out. I've got a secret to tell you about these, actually. It's a secret in the sense not many people know this bit about why we use palm leaves, because there's more than one reason. But the Romans and the people of that culture, they used to use palm leaves to show victory and sort of say, wow, this person is amazing, we're welcoming him in our town. So when they were waving these branches, it was to show that Jesus was coming in victory. Okay, we've got some, as I say, slightly soggy tissue paper ones, which we're going to wave, and also some flags, because they're good for waving. We're going to do that in a minute. Let me just read to everyone the Palm Sunday story. This is from John's Gospel. Are you all listening? Let me just check. Your ears are slightly blocked, Stacey. Could you open them, please? Thank you. Right. The next day, the huge crowd that had arrived for the feast heard that Jesus was entering Jerusalem. They broke off palm branches and went out to meet him, and they cheered. What special word did they use? Over there? What word did they use? Anybody know? It's a word we use a lot this time. Go on then. No, thinking.
Something.
It was something. That's definitely true. It was Hosanna. All right? Strange word to us, but it means save us, God, or God is our Savior. Hosanna. They shouted it. I think we should all shout it.
Don't. Hosanna!
Wow, you guys are good. I didn't even give you a warning or anything. That was brilliant. Okay, all together this time. I'll count to three. And we'll get that lot to join in. All right? But you've got to be louder than them. Even though there's more of them, you are definitely louder. One, two, three.
Hosanna!
1-0 to the children. Definitely louder. Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in God's name. Yes, they shouted. The King of Israel. Because riding on a donkey showed that he was king. All right, that's really important. Jesus got a young donkey and rode it, just as the scripture had said. Don't fear, daughter Zion. See how your king comes riding on a donkey. Okay? So there was this huge parade. People waving palm branches, Jesus marching on a donkey, and everybody following Jesus, waving their palm branches. They were waving clothes. They were waving any branch they could get hold of. But obviously palm leaves are quite easy to get hold of in Jerusalem and on the outskirts of Jerusalem. So what we want to do for the last part of our worship, before we get into one more bit, when you're all going to come back, and I want to give you this and tell you one more secret about why it's palm. Okay? We are going to do our parade. We'll get some of that lot out there to join in as well. Yeah, a big parade we're going to do. We're going to march. Yeah? Are you ready to march, Sam? So we're going to march around and we're going to parade. But there's one other thing I want to tell you about, because this is right up to date. Now, you know how people can hear from God? It's called being prophetic. You think God is saying something and you speak it out. That's being prophetic. Well, this week, several different people in different meetings and on their own have all got the same thing from God. It happened on Thursday night as well, the same thing from God. And what God was saying to us was that there's all types of prayer, not just like school assembly prayer, like this, or Christian prayer, like this, but you pray not just with your mouths, but also with your body, which is why you can kneel on the floor, you can lie on the floor, you can do all kinds of things. But God reminded us that you can walk. So when we're parading and marching around, we're going to be praying. What for? Well, this is what the prophetic word said. This is obviously for everyone, because this is what we're going to be doing. We're going to be praying as we walk. There's a lot of walking Thursday night, but not quite with flags. We're going to walk, that's right. It was to overcome obstacles and bring down mountains that prevent people from coming to know Jesus. So as we march today, prophetically as a church, as a prayer, what we are seeing, what we are announcing by walking, is that things that stop people hearing about Jesus properly, things that stop them seeing the truth of how wonderful God our Father is, are being broken down in our prayer and walking and flag waving. We're walking in the footsteps of Jesus. Come from all different people, so God is speaking to us as a church, which is why we're all doing it this morning, because you are church, their church too, we are church all together. Okay, so I got some flags and things, so come and grab flags, or not these just yet, because that's going to be the last thing, and so we can pass these out, grab some things, and then some adults can come, and there's some more flags over there as well. So we can all stand up and come and join the... Oh, who wants to be Jesus? We could do with a Jesus leading the parade. All right, you were probably the quickest there, Sam. So to be fair, here we go. We'll put Jesus over here. And then if you're his disciples, get right behind Jesus. And then let's get some adults out with flags. There's some more palm leaves down here. Oh, and we got some palm leaves here too. We want as much chaos as possible. Have a palm leaf as well. Just have a palm leaf. There you go. Okay. And so what we're going to do this, we're going to march, we're going to sing, but we are praying for people in our town and our villages and the towns we come from to come to know how amazing Jesus is as our Lord and our Savior, and the true message of what happened on Resurrection Sunday, which we call Easter. Are you ready? Yeah, in best Friday Club way, you can all say, we were born ready, okay? Are you ready?
We were born ready.
Okay, band, off we go. We're an in-gathering. Now, quickly, all you young people and children, just come and put your flags back on the floor at the front here and just be back exactly where we were. Because before you go, I want to tell you that secret of why we're using a palm leaf that we haven't mentioned yet. And also to give you a cross, a palm cross, and tell you why that is so special. It's not special because it's really, really valuable. It's special because of what it means. You are good marchers. Give yourself a pat on the back now. And you guys, of course, yeah. So, most of you, but perhaps not all of you, have seen one of these before. And these are actually made from real palm leaves. Okay, so this is what a palm leaf looks like when it's been dried, and then they're made into crosses like this for people to help to remember Easter. Now, do you remember I asked the question, why did the people wave palm branches and palm leaves? And I told you that the Romans used to wave palm leaves as a sign of triumph and victory. And Jesus coming into Jerusalem was going to be his triumph, and it was going to be his victory. That is absolutely true. But if he'd been a king of war, he would have rode a horse. But he didn't. He rode a donkey. Because a donkey is the animal of peace. So he's a king of peace. But that still doesn't say why did they use palm leaves. And it's really not many people know this. Most of the people in those crowds, apart from some Romans, would have been Jewish. And to the Jewish people, palm had another meaning that's really interesting. They use palm leaves at another festival, which in English we call Festival of the Booths or Festival of the Tabernacles, Sukkot in Hebrew. And they would build these tabernacles or these tents when they were harvesting in the fields. They were little temporary homes for the workers to live in. And it also reminded the Jewish people that our life here on earth is just something temporary. This is not our home. Our home is with heaven. Our home is in heaven. That's where we're really going. That's the really important thing. And these palm leaves would be put on top of the booths, or tabernacles is another long word for booth, because that was the roof of the shelter. There were other things they could use, but only four. But palm was an important part of that. And so the palm leaves were used at the time of what's called in-gathering. That means collecting all together. So still, why did they wave these on Palm Sunday at Jerusalem? Actually, Jesus, if you read that story in John's Gospel, he actually tells them later. Because I'm not sure they even fully knew what they were doing. The palm leaf was used at the festival, the harvest, the in-gathering, the bringing in of all the crops. When they were waving their palm leaves, they were saying, Jesus coming into Jerusalem is announcing the time of gathering, in-gathering. And later, if you read in John's Gospel, Jesus says, when I'll be lifted up, by which he meant when he was lifted up on the cross, that will be the sign that it is the time of in-gathering, of collecting people in. Jewish people and all the other people in the world, collecting them in to a place where they know God. So when I give you this cross today, don't treat it as a toy. Treat it as something really really special. If you can and you're allowed to, put it on the wall in your bedroom, or maybe in the kitchen if you prefer, or somewhere in your house that you will see it every single day, because it will remind you of some things about God. It will remind you that you are part of the people that Jesus gathered in. God, Jesus loves you. That's an important first one. It will remind you every single day when you see that, that there is no doubt about it. Jesus loves you. You'll hear lots of other people say some very unusual things about Jesus, but this will remind you every single day. But the other one I want you to remember is it's not about just you. These are important days that we all live in. These are days of the in-gathering. These are days when we lift up Jesus. It is time for the crowds to come in and know Jesus. So it will be a sign that Jesus loves you. But it will also be a sign to remind you that God loves every single human being in the world. Whether they've been good or bad, naughty or nice, he's not Santa Claus. He loves everyone. And he wants every single person to know him as their father. It's open to every single person in the world. So could you do that? Put this somewhere to remind you. God loves you, and God loves all the people you meet, even the ones that are annoying. Maybe even the ones that are annoying to you, God still loves them and would love them to come to know him. That's so important. Even if they're of other faiths and other beliefs, if they're Muslims or they're Hindus or they're Buddhists or they're atheists or any other label that the world likes to use, God loves them and wants them to be restored to relationship in him through Jesus. All right, that's the two things for you to remember. And you're going to go away upstairs now, J27 and Ignite together, because the preacher on Easter Sunday is you. We want to hear back from you guys and what you know about Jesus and have learned about Jesus. So you are going to have a big slot all together in some way on Easter Sunday to talk about, well, they'll explain to you more, but to talk about Jesus. Okay, we're also going to do a really funny thing that I know you're all going to enjoy all together. We'll get all the adults joining in, but you will be the stars of an amazing, outrageous, completely no-cost production. Yeah. We will spare every single expense to put on something amazing. Okay, so come and get your crosses and then you can disappear with the guys upstairs. I love how the Holy Spirit can just completely change an atmosphere from flag waving and loudness. So let's just get before the Lord and worship him. Let's stand in his presence. He might lead you to lie on the floor or sit down or kneel, like I was saying to all of us and the children just now. God takes prayer from our bodies just as he takes it from our mouths. So what we do with the way we are standing or kneeling is actually very significant. Standing like this is adoration. Standing like this is, I'm sorry. Kneeling before God is humbly bowing before him and declaring him as Lord. Lying on the floor, flat on your face, is saying, I worship you above everything else in my life, Lord. All these things are important. Sometimes they're a little weird. Many people find it a struggle for the first time, say, to actually lie on their face on the carpet. There's all sorts of reasons why we wouldn't want to do it. But actually, we just say, I've got to put God above every single thing. And that's what we're going to do right now. Because this is a time of harvest. This is why God has been saying to us, live lives that are worthy. Live lives that are worthy of what you believe. Because he wants to do amazing things through this amazing group of people. And he doesn't want any single person who's part of his family or is part of this grouping to miss out on what he's going to do. Because it is time to see people come into faith that have never known Jesus. It's time for those family members that we've been praying for. We're declaring over them, as I walk, as I pray, their eyes will be open to see the truth. Their ears will be open to hear the truth. they will taste and see that the Lord is good. It's time for us, church, to believe these things. When Jesus looked out over the fields and said, "The fields are white unto harvest," he was prophetically announcing a word for every single Christian believer who at any time would believe that the field was white to harvest. He said in John, "When I am lifted up, that will be the beginning of the ingathering." Just think, that tiny, tiny group in Israel has become worldwide. There are more Christians in the world than any other believer. And Christianity is growing. People giving their lives to Jesus all over this world. In London, Christianity is the fastest growing religion.
Hallelujah.
And that's in the UK. And that's not just because there are ethnic churches in London. The Anglican Church is growing in London. Isn't that awesome?
Amen.
And what God does in a capital city, he's doing as a sign for a nation. He doesn't let London have a little mini bit just so that the rest of the nation can look on and wonder. He's showing us that that is his heart's desire for now. And he's calling a people who will live worthy, not engaged in petty disputes with each other, but bravely taking a banner of triumph and victory on the streets, but also realizing that it's a palm leaf, and that palm leaf shows it's the time of gathering, which is far more significant than the Roman meaning. Hallelujah. You know, you can stand silently before God, or you can begin to lift your voice. You can sing in English. You may hear some people using a gift called tongues, which is singing in another language. Just let the Father gather you up in his arms. You can just run up to him and he'll pick you up. It's never an inconvenient moment with the Father. Interesting, isn't it, that Jesus' great triumphal entrance into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, it was an entrance of triumph, an entrance of victory, and yet it was leading to the cross. It was leading to crucifixion. And so often when we think of triumph and victory, we think of things like worldly wealth. Certainly the world does. If you're a triumphant or successful person, it means you've got a lot of money usually. And yet God's version there of triumph and victory went to the cross. Now the cross would lead to the resurrection. The resurrection would lead to the ascension and the ability for all people in all places everywhere to know God as their Father. But the path of that victorious march began on that time in Jerusalem. The first place it went was the cross. And as Christians, it's good to remember this, because sometimes we feel that God's not at work in our lives, but we don't live according to the worldly way. And when we all will go through times that are really hard, because we all have to pick up our own cross. And there are different times and different places in our lives when we feel this is not triumphant and victorious living. But remember, Jesus' greatest moment of triumph was as he died. So no matter how low you are or wherever you've got, it is just part of your journey to complete victory and complete triumph. And not only is it unexpected, it is absolutely necessary to enable you to be a true disciple of Jesus.
We're not little kids playing in the creche. We are adult, mature people in an adult, mature relationship with God our Father. And He doesn't baby us. He trains us and He equips us because we have a work to do. So there will be people in the room today, and you might feel that your life is a mess, or it's in a terrible state, or you're under a lot of pain and stress. Others of you, that's not true at all, and you're enjoying the love and the glory and the victory of Jesus. Stay there. But if it's not working right now, just know that you are in company with Jesus Christ, particularly this week. You may face your own Garden of Gethsemane. You may face your own Good Friday. But your place in heaven is assured. Hallelujah. Just let the Holy Spirit rest on you right now. Realize that every situation, every part of the journey can actually bring us to a place of greater glory. We don't fully understand it, but then that's often because we think we're here permanently rather than this being our temporary stopping place, planet Earth.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com/Yorkshire.